Hi, I'm Robin, and welcome to Well Conceived Business. We help online business owners within health and wellness to create a business and life that is not only well paid, but well lived. Here you'll find honest and refreshing conversations about what it takes to create a business around your life, what healthy hustle looks like, as well as insights and tips on growing your audience, your signature program, your profit, and your peace. Ready? Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Well Conceived Business. This is a question, especially for all of the people who are out there who are just starting their businesses or who are in the earlier stages, but could also be something worthwhile listening to for people who are, maybe you are a nutritionist or a dietitian and you're online and most of your customers or patients or clients have come from word of mouth or from Google because you're in the local area. And now all of a sudden, you know, you are like, I really am burnt out. I really want to increase my revenue. But because you've had just that organic traffic coming through because you've had maybe a storefront in a local area and people have just naturally come, you're like, actually, I'm burnt out. I want more time. I want more flexibility. I want to create an online course, but I haven't put the work into Instagram or podcasting or wherever. Now what? And you might be thinking, okay, so what do I do first? Do I sit and wait and grow my audience? Or do I build out the signature program and then build the audience? Which comes first, chicken and egg? So I don't think it's a secret that if nobody knows you exist, nobody can work with you. It is essential that people know you exist so that you can sell your online course or your signature program. However, I'm actually going to give you the opposite advice, and I'll tell you why in this episode. We are talking about which first, grow your audience or build your signature program. So people ask me this question a lot, especially when we're having conversations in, for example, Instagram DMs, and people are saying, is now the time for me to join, you know, something like Launch Easy Life or the Mastermind? Do I wait? I'm just starting out. Do I finish my qualifications? What do I do? And my answer is generally that actually, I personally believe it's worthwhile to build out your signature program first, rather than growing your audience first. And I guess I have the hindsight now of having launched online courses before, having also been here growing the business, and I'll tell you why. These are the number one best reasons why it's the smartest approach to work on your signature program first and then focus on growing your audience. So number one, is that creating your signature program grows your clarity and helps you perfect your messaging. When you don't have a signature program, you kind of just have this fuzzy, this is what, you know, my niche is. You can get really fuzzy with your messaging and your marketing. And therefore, if you are not growing your audience, that could be the reason why, is because your messaging isn't on point. So when you go through and create your online program, so the very first module that we have in Launch Easy Life is all about really dialing in to the transformation that you provide and who your Cloud 9 client is. And everybody thinks that they've done this work until you have created the signature program and gone through this zero to hero transformation in depth, you really haven't. And it's something that you could probably even if you're the most advanced and biggest business owner in town, you could probably all benefit from doing this, you know, once a year or once every 2 years without having that pathway or like the end of the rainbow in sight. It's really hard to retrace those steps and reverse engineer your social media for success and speak in a really empowering and validating and deeply moving way with your Cloud 9 client and your prospected audience. So working backwards to this is the journey that I want to take people on is what helps us get really clear. And then getting really clear is the thing that helps us grow our audience. If we're not growing right now, it could even be because we don't know what that pathway looks like and we don't have the end of the pathway solidified. So if it comes to chicken and the egg, I would say that the first thing that you want to do is create that signature program, because then you can step backwards into, well, what does my person need to hear right now? And how do I take them through those steps? If you don't have the end, how are you going to craft the beginning? The next thing that it helps you get really clear on how to take people from zero to hero. So yes, there's the messaging for your audience, but also for you. What do I talk about? What am I the expert in? What is it that I could talk about all day? Creating your signature program helps you feel really, really clear as well, helps you get faster at producing content, etc., and gets you really clear on so many of the day-to-day tasks and things that you should be doing. Number three, launching brings people out of the woodwork like you would not believe. There are people who are lurking, lurking, lurking on your account. There are people who are your personal Facebook friends. There are people who are silently watching you and like waiting for a way to work with you. Even if you just have 100 followers, there are people who are there silently hiding behind things, and launching is a way to get people out of the woodwork. There are so many people who have never, I feel like have never engaged with my content before. They've been following me silently on stories. They've been binging all of the podcast episodes. And it's only when I launch something that they then come forth and start having those conversations with me. And there are some people who are like, oh my God, I've been following you for years and I'm like a diehard fan, et cetera, et cetera. And I didn't even know that they were in my audience until I had put an offer out there. So launching things is a really good way to get people to come out of the woodwork and raise their hands as someone who potentially wants to work with you. The next thing is that launching, as I kind of alluded to before, it gives you clarity on your to-do list. You might be sitting here like a hamster on a wheel, trying to grow your audience without really even knowing why or what is the end game or what am I working on today in order to grow my business. When you launch or develop the blueprint for your signature online course or program, that's going to give you the to-do list of what you need to focus on, and particularly in the context of revenue generating tasks. We can get really stuck in our businesses in looking outwards at everybody else and what everybody else is doing. And particularly when I look at Launch Easy Life Instagram account, y'all, I have like 500 people on my Instagram account. Do you want me to tell you why I have 500 people on my Instagram account? Because actually the biggest focus that I have is on revenue generating tasks. And you would not think it, but you could have, I know someone who wrote recently, I think she had her first $1 million year in her business with only 4,000 followers. Whereas there are people with like 100,000 followers who have very little revenue in their business. So you do need followers and you need visibility. But when you launch and create and then go through the process of setting up a sales funnel, et cetera, for a signature online course, you go through the process of doing things that are actually important in your business. Showing up and producing content is important, but you will get sucked into that vortex if you let it. There needs to be a priority in your business on tasks that are going to generate revenue. 100%. No question about it. And so when you have a signature program, when you're invested in that, when you are optimizing, refining, tweaking that, that's what's going to generate you revenue rather than just sitting in the vortex of external gratifications and likes and followers.
If you're a health and wellness practitioner and you're growing your business, you know that Instagram is unrivaled in its ability to grow, connect, and convert your audience all on the one platform. But it's not just about going viral and reaching a bunch of people. It's about grabbing your cloud nine clients' attention in a way that positions you as an authority and a service provider. Want to know exactly how to do that? I have a free PDF case study with three example posts that will give you an insight into three different types of posts you can create today to help you do just that. Check out our show notes or visit launcheasylife.com/social to get your hands on this free PDF copy today.
The next thing that happens, and this is particularly true at the start, is let's say even that you put out an offer. Let's say you put out what we call an ascertain launch. So this is a really quick and easy launch to just temperature check that demand exists for the offer that you have. So you put it out there, it's very quick, it's very easy, but even if nobody buys it right off the bat, number one, a lot of the time people will come out the woodwork. But number two, you're positioning yourself as a service provider and not as an influencer or just somebody who has an account. You're positioning yourself as an expert who has a service and is an expert in a particular transformation. So even if sales are slow, even if sales trickle at the start, even if you don't get any sales, I am a huge fan of having a signature program and a transformation at least out there and a way for people to work with you, because then you are positioning yourself as someone who provides a service and an expert and an authority in their field. The next one. So if we're talking about growing our audience, right, and building out a signature program, one of these tasks is an ongoing task. There is no enough figure. So you could say, I'm going to grow my audience to 10,000 followers on Instagram. Newsflash, once you get to 10,000 and you sell to that audience, you need to continue to generate like another 10,000 because you need fresh eyes in your business all the time. It's an ongoing task, not a once and done. You don't get to a particular figure and that's enough because you continue to sell and grow and evolve. There's no like stop period. There's no, I've done that, check, I've done it now. You can go through and like strategize and optimize and try and get social media managers, et cetera, but nothing is ever passive and 100%. Trust me, as somebody who at one point took the Mind Body Fertility Reset Instagram account and outsourced that or delegated that to my virtual assistant, like it's never just once and done and completely passive. You're still going to want to look, you're still going to want to have ownership, particularly if you put your name to it. So it's never something that fully stops. Versus when you have something like an online course or a signature program, there's a reason why they call it building assets in your business. It is an investment. It's an upfront investment of time, 100%. But rather than, you know, like ongoing, like one in, one out, one in, one out in terms of social media, like you have to continually post. When you create an online course, you can create that and then that online course is largely going to stay the same for 2, 3, 4, 5 years while you just prioritize the things like social media. So it's much easier when you are earlier on in your business to get that out of the way, because you will never, quote unquote, get social media or podcasting or whatever out of the way because it's ongoing and once and done. Now, the reason why that is important is because one of the biggest lessons that I have learned is that once you do grow that social media, that podcast, all of that stuff, holy moly, and this is where if you've been following me around for the last year or so, you'll see that the Mind Body Fertility Reset or Robin Birkin Instagram account has been a little bit stop and start. And I'll tell you the exact reason for that. So yes, it's because, you know, like we need to produce content, but it's also because the second that I start that Instagram account and I start posting, the messages flood in, the emails flood in. Like it's like I open the trap doors and then all of a sudden it's not just the posting, it's all of the messages that come through that also need to be managed. So it's like, boom, all of a sudden all this work drops on my lap every time I start posting on that account. So if you're in the early stages of your business, right, then I 100% recommend building out that signature program, get as much work done as you can, right? And feel free to take it slow, experiment. Don't sweat it too much on the social media because you're building an asset. And once that grows and grows and grows, it gets harder and harder to carve out meaningful time without dropping the ball. Once you get to a certain number, people notice. If you're listening to this and you have a bigger audience and a more advanced account, you don't have to be 100% consistent in everything. Like, if your mindset is okay with you taking a break, you can totally do that. But if you're in the early stages of your business, great opportunity for you to just go out there and get that, you know, that largely once and done work done. You can still optimize, refine your sales pages, but once you've built that sales page, it becomes just about little tweaks rather than starting something from scratch. So it's such an awesome thing to be able to do at the start when you build that out. And that's going to also help you grow faster, help you grow more, because you'll have that clarity of exactly what the path and the journey looks like, where your audience, Cloud 9 clients, need to be at different parts of the journey, and how to get them from the zero to the hero point in that kind of beautiful sales funnel and messaging. So if the definitive answer, if you've been listening to this podcast, is wholeheartedly, I don't believe it's ever too early to build out your signature program. If you've been stuck in the one-to-one as, you know, like a nutritionist or a dietitian, it very much looks like trying to carve out a little bit of time bit by bit. And 100% I would start with, again, the signature program rather than building out the audience. Thank you so much for listening today, and I cannot wait to speak with you again next week.
We are done with the meat and potatoes of this episode, but I am not letting you go just yet, my friend. Before you jump off, I have three quick things that I would love to share with you. Number one is thank you so much for listening today. If you'd like to hear more about growing your visibility through Instagram, podcasting, or Pinterest, creating or launching or growing your signature program, automations, or many more online business nuggets of gold, pause now, hit that subscribe button, because we are here for you weekly. Number two is if you would like to learn more about working with us and joining our signature program, the Well-Conceived Mastermind, which is unlike any mastermind you've seen before, check out our show notes below and you will find all the links to join the waitlist or sign up and join the mastermind now. And number three, lastly, if you do nothing else, make sure you come and find us on Instagram for daily behind the scenes and hugely savable and value-packed content. You will find us at Launch Easy Life. Well, that's it from me today. Now go out there and create your well-paid business and your well-lived life.